Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
When I first got sober, my sponsor told me, George, first thought, wrong.
Mm.
I still use that one.
Mm.
I don't know what's good for me.
But wouldn't you rather have your experiences dictate your recovery than theology? And which is why we want Rick here tonight, because we want to remind people that it's theology that's going to transform your life, not experiences.
Well, it seems to be a contradiction in that people will come in and work the program according to the way that's laid out, but then they want to expand that by going into something that they kind of create, which to me really doesn't line up well at all. Because when we look at step three in the program, we turn our life and our will over to the care of God. And in step 11, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And then a lot of these Eckhart Tolle and Marianna Williamson, it sounds to me like I'm going to decide what's best and use my own power and align that up with the universal powers that I have deep within me to
right.
do this.
Your personal spark of divinity, which lies within you, right?
And I want to say yes. And
you
then
do,
it's
huh?
going to happen. It's yeah. like hocus pocus.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at Eckhart Tolle's book, what is the name of that book? Had it written down
yes.
here? Anyway, basically on page 71 of a book that I can't remember, the quote is, "The truth is inseparable from who you are. Yes, you are the truth. If you look for it elsewhere, you will be deceived every time."
Whoa.
Yes.
You are the truth. If
you
look for
truth.
It elsewhere, you will be deceived every time.
I think when I look in the mirror, I'm deceived every time.
Hmm.
I'm astonished that people would base their life on this, that this is actually going to help. Because I don't know about you, I don't even know what's good for me. There's been a lot of things in my life that I thought, I got to have. And then when I get them, or if God spares me and I don't get them, it saves me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some ego involved here, Bill.
Mm-hmm. But the idea that the truth is in you sounds like you are the architect of your recovery. You're the architect of your future. And you're the one responsible for what happens going forward.
Well, it contradicts the short, you know, version of the steps. I can't do it. He can do it. I'm going to let him do it. Kind of blows that right out the door.
Mm-hmm. So how can this be so popular in recovery rooms?
The reason I think it is as a recovering addict and recovering from everything, I don't want anybody telling me what to do. There's a defiance that we have. You know, not oppositional defiance disorder, but pretty close. Are you talking to me? Do not tell me what to do. I'm going to do my own deal. And we start off with that, Bill, with God. I don't want God telling me what to do. No sex outside of marriage? Come on. Translation error.
Mm-hmm.
Love my enemies? Mm-hmm. Pray for my enemies? We're not going to do that. Love my neighbor as myself? I really love myself. Mm-hmm. My neighbor is okay.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
But you don't love him like the way you love yourself.
Oh, no, impossible.
Right, right.
Now, the name of that book was called New Earth, and another quote I find interesting. It says, "No one comes to the Father," the sentence Jesus uttered immediately after the statement makes it unequivocal that his meaning was, "No one comes to the Father by me." But they believe Jesus wasn't teaching that the truth is in all of us, that we are all I ams. In other words, we are all gods.
Yikes. Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.